Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, I must say.
Can you believe that we've gone through another year?
Yeah, it went by kind of quick. I can't lie.
That's what I mean.
2022, a breeze.
Yeah? 2022 was a breeze.
I mean, quickly. I'm not saying it was all crystal stare. I'm just saying it was super fast.
Yeah, definitely went by pretty fast.
Yeah, I think the issue was like the pandemic ended, or I guess kind of ended. They never announced if it ended. They announced when it started.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone, I think it's everybody's on their own timetable as far as if it's over, when it ended.
But you notice it's always like that. When there's a scandal, they announce when it starts.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Never when it
ends. One thing that I noticed is like gas, right? When gas was up and it was like super expensive, it was Joe Biden, it was, everybody was wrong. The government, the world was coming to an end. Gas is under $3 now.
Yeah.
No one's talking about that.
No one talks about that.
Been on the news as much. No one's announcing that.
Oh, and Biden's not getting any credit for that either.
Listen, I don't know who should get the credit. I'm just saying, like, if we're going to announce the scandal, can we also announce the resolution?
Hello. A guy I know got accused of some major things. He's a politician. I won't go into his name.
Oh.
But he did the walk of shame, the whole thing.
Man down.
I just happened to Google him the other day. Charges dropped.
Nothing. Oh, charges dropped.
No
one said it. There wasn't a whole press release around that. There wasn't an apology around that.
It's crazy, yo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pandemic, I guess, kind of ended. And
yeah. Who said a grand opening, grand closing? I've never seen a grand closing.
Quiet closing.
Yeah.
Grand opening, quiet closing.
Silent closing.
So, yeah, it was a good year, I think. It just was so fast. A lot of good things happened
this year,
for sure.
It was a blur.
We had some fire on our podcast this year, that's for sure.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But it was a good year. I think we had a great year. I mean, I'll speak for myself.
Yeah. Stock market was not good.
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither was the bond market.
That's what comes with being an investor, is riding the wave.
But that determines if I had a good year or not.
Okay. Well, for me, it doesn't. And I had a great year. If you've been following the podcast, you know a lot of my antics. There's been ups and a lot of downs. But net positive for me, I think it's always going to feel net positive for me. And so I'm excited about 2023. I literally have no idea what's to come. Like, typically I'm like, you know, I think next year is going to be like this, or like, I'm looking forward to this. I don't know what is coming in 2023. I'm open for it. I'm down.
And the way
I'm prepared.
The way your God works, you know what's going to be good.
Listen, it's going to work out in my favor, but it's going to be a surprise to all of us.
Yeah. And you're going to get through it. If there's any challenges, you're going to get through it.
Yeah.
That's for
100%.
Sure. But we're not talking about challenges today.
We're not. Not really. No.
Oh.
Yeah. And our show isn't like our traditional financial show, even though we are talking about your net worth.
Yeah. A different way of talking about your net worth.
A different way of talking about your net worth. We are talking about how your network is your net worth.
Wait. Say that again. I think I saw what you did there.
Yeah, your network is your net worth. And the reason why we are talking about this is because we do know for a fact that your network really does contribute to your financial bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
The money that's in your bank account, the income that you're able to make, the opportunities that are presented to you that allow for financial wealth are very much so tied to your network.
Can you think about ways that your financial well-being has been improved by your network?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, our relationship, right?
Okay.
Like us, we are in the same network. We've networked together, right? Like we met through a mutual friend.
Sure did.
And that network allowed us to become business partners and do a lot of great things together.
Okay.
One of our business partners in one of our gyms, that was a homegirl I used to be in a club with.
And another one of our business partners I went to high school with.
Word, right? Yeah. And so like, our network allowed for us or created opportunities or opened up doors that allowed for us to pursue things that made us some really good money.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Us even getting into Zips Dry Cleaners, that was through a friend of yours.
Yeah, a network.
Who was like, hey, I know you guys are in franchising. I'm not yet. Can you look into this for me?
Sure.
And
you said, why not?
Yeah, even, I mean, honestly, most of our investors, that is people who we've known for some time.
Yeah. Some we've met through the radio show, some, sure. Or the podcast, I should say.
Others we've met a variety of different ways.
Yeah, but you know what? One thing about how we network, and I'm saying we, I know you and I network differently. But
word.
You remember that movie, Yes Man? Did you ever see that movie with Jim Carrey?
I didn't see that movie.
Okay. In this movie, Yes Man.
Did you just have to say yes, man, to everything?
No, he basically had to say yes to everything. I forget why. I think it was a spell. It was some pact he made. I forget. But he had to say yes to everything anybody asked him.
I don't like that.
And
I'm not on that.
And saying yes, it brought him down some crazy paths. Like what? He had to give away his car at one point. But standing at the gas station with no way to get home, he met a beautiful woman who was on a motorcycle and rode him home. All I'm getting at is like saying yes to stuff, like showing up when you're invited to stuff.
Being open-minded.
Yeah.
You don't have to say yes to everything.
Not everything.
You damn sure don't have to show up for everything.
But sometimes.
Open-minded, 100%. Yeah. And you're correct. You and I network very differently. You know, I will give you credit. You are way better.
It's different.
Yeah, it's very, very different.
I wouldn't say it's better or
worse. Alan is very open. He is very talkative. He will have a conversation with any and everybody. And he is open to having any conversation. I am not. And I think, you know, you being more open has afforded us certain opportunities that if it was left up to me, probably wouldn't have happened.
But I could say the same thing for you.
Yeah, I was going to say in the same vein, though, I am a lot more guarded around the conversations I'm willing to have. And for that reason, I think that's benefited us in certain ways also. I think that's protected us from certain things. I think that's also kind of allow for people to respect our time. So I think it balances itself out. Also, I have brought relationships to the table.
For sure.
That have definitely been fruitful for us. But we do it differently. So I think that's to say, like, there isn't one right way to network. But if you haven't been mindful of your actual network, you got to stop that.
That's a fact.
In 2023, you have to be mindful because I'm telling you, whether you know it or not, it is affecting your bottom line.
Yeah. And I would describe my network as like wide, but kind of shallow, like not deep.
No, wait a minute.
Like it's wide, like a big.
I know what you mean. I'm just saying you don't have a deep network.
What I'm saying is that it's wide. Like I know, a lot of people.
Just not well.
I don't know all of them well.
Surface level.
I know a lot of people, right?
Okay.
Your network I would describe as more deep.
Yeah.
But more narrow.
I don't know a lot of people, and y'all don't know me.
But it's narrow, but it's deep.
But if you know me, then we know each other.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Like, yeah, they know your birthday, what kind of candles you like.
You know what I'm into. You know how I get down.
Yeah.
Or you don't know me at all, and I'm perfectly fine with that also.
Yeah. And it all works.
Yeah. It definitely all works.
So today we'll talk about why networking is important. We'll talk about five people you need to connect with this month.
100%.
All the time, like folks are talking about, it's a new year, new you. I need to do this. I need to get on this diet, work out this way.
Girl, that body gonna be the same.
How about reconnecting with these people that are already in your world?
Yeah. And again, this is really honestly talking about your net worth, like financial dollars. I'm telling you, one way or the other, if you think about it, if you think about the people who you hang out with on a regular basis, if you stay hanging out with broke people, guaranteed you're broke. And the reason why, it may not be the same reason every time, right? It may be because you do have some money, so you're paying for everybody every time, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're broke. It could be because all y'all do is sit around and complain and don't come up with opportunities.
Yeah.
So y'all are broke.
Could be that.
Like, it's a number of different ways. But if you are hanging around people who have a lot of money, who are financially responsible, who are, you know, taking risks with their dollars, ultimately you're going to be inspired, like, it worked for them. Why wouldn't I try that? Like, or you'll gain some level of confidence in that. Well, I see my friends doing it. Maybe I should consider doing new things as well.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's on the most basic level, because kind of like your friends and the people you talk to on a regular basis. But we are going to talk to you very specifically why networking is important and who you need to be networking
and
with.
How to do it. and we'll spend a little time on how to do it, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to say just before we get into it is that I think a lot of folks think about networking exclusively in the context of landing their next job.
Word.
And like, that's a mistake. Like, I think that's part of the issue that we're talking about is like, a lot of folks have this singular purpose. Like, I'm not networking now because I'm not looking for a job. Like, nah, there's value in just having a strong network, whether it is a deep, narrow, or a wide, I don't like shallow. What would I call it? Wide and... What's the opposite of deep that's not the word shallow?
I don't know.
Okay. Slim? Wide and slim?
Yes.
Yeah, there's value in having a network for sure. So number one, I think it's the opportunity to strengthen your business connections. Now, these business connections may mean that you're able to land some contracts for your employer, or it may mean that you land a business opportunity to invest in, whether it be a real estate opportunity, whether it be, you know, who knows, but to opportunity to just strengthen your business connections generally is a great reason to network. Another one is to get some new ideas.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, we just talked about that. Like, if you're around people who all they do is complain, all they do is just kind of wallow, then you're going to start to complain and wallow. Right. But hearing different thought processes, people from different backgrounds, people with different exposures, you're going to get different ideas about how to do things. Right. And by different, I just mean ideas that you would not have come up with on your own, with your own traditional way of thinking. The value for being around other types of people is to understand other types of processes, other types of ways to win, things that you were never exposed to. To be honest with you, that's a big reason what this podcast is about.
Absolutely.
Right? So for us, it is giving you guys information that you would not be able to get unless you had a financial advisor, yeah. Right? And everybody can't afford a financial advisor. Everybody doesn't need a financial advisor yet, but you still do need this information. It's still valuable information for you to be able to grow financially. And so we're in your network. Yeah. If you listen to this podcast, you have people in your network who are hopefully giving you new ideas and fresh thoughts and confidence around how you can build your wealth.
Now, I consider myself to be, and I'm sure you'd agree, Tiffany, I'm a pretty good financial advisor. In fact, I think I'm damn good at my job. But one of the main reasons why I like to be in touch with other financial advisors, I want to know if there's something new that I don't know about. I want to know if there's some strategy, if there's some resource that I need to be aware of, and I get that from my network. So I've got a number of financial advisors in my Rolodex. Now, a lot of folks would look at me as a competitor or someone who, in your same role as a competitor. But in reality, having them in your network gives you a chance to network with them and to get some good ideas from them to make sure that you sharpen your tool. Because being good at your job, whether it's in business or in a traditional 9-to-5 job, it helps your net worth. So other benefits of networking, raising your profile.
So this could be a little bit funny, right? Have you ever been like with somebody who's just like leaning on like the fact that you cool, like you're leaning on your reputation?
Possibly.
Possibly. Nah, maybe not you.
Well, look,
maybe
I am in Schwab's commercials right now. Hold on.
You might be leaning on my reputation. Oh, I don't know. But it does raise your profile. When you are around a specific type of person, when you network or spend time with a specific type of person, people will think that you guys are similar. It's always the saying, like, birds of a feather flock together. That works both ways, like good and bad.
But opportunities might come to you. Like, 100%. For example, like, I do know that you put into the universe, like a year ago, that you desire to be on a corporate board.
Oh, no, it's been years. This has been put out for a year, since George Floyd happened.
Understood. And then you started specifically networking, but putting out there.
Yes.
Right? While at the same time raising your profile in general.
Yes.
And you've got some opportunities coming your way.
That's a fact.
Right?
That is a fact.
Come on.
Yes, and I need more.
Raise your profile, my G.
But yeah, it definitely helps you raise your profile. I do agree.
You don't know what might come your way. Right? Just by knowing more people knowing about you, you just never know what's going to come.
But, and I don't know if I mentioned this in the podcast, maybe I did, but I told you a couple of, was it weeks ago, maybe months ago, I spoke at a women's conference.
Okay.
And once I was really not looking forward to this conference. I really thought I was going to be a bust. And I got there and it ended up being like really, really wonderful.
Life-changing.
And I was speaking on a panel and I just realized something inside of me said, you need to announce to this group of women, like there's something I'm working on or something I'm trying to do and I haven't been able to figure out how to do it by myself. And I was like, and I had told myself, you know what, just forget it. You're not even going to do it. It's not going to happen. Just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was God, but told me like, announce what you're trying to do to this group of women. And the resources in that room, literally, and it was a Black women's conference, and you know how Black women show. Within 15 minutes, I had every resource I needed and more to be able to pull off what I was trying to pull off.
Network.
And to this day, I still talk to, like, with the women I walked away with, like, and I had the pick of the litter, right? I still talk to at least four of those women today towards helping me accomplish this one goal.
You walked away with multiple attorneys?
Yeah.
Real estate,
realtors, banks, lawyers.
Man,
listen,
all by just a little network and putting yourself out there. Some of the networking is, you know, being on a panel discussion.
Yeah, but I think what I'm speaking to is being vulnerable enough to share. Like you said, I get on the podcast and talk about, listen, I am looking to be on paid corporate boards. Not only am I qualified, it's not like a thing where I'm not qualified,
very
but
qualified.
I don't have the full network. Right, to get me there just yet. And so I'm building that. So I need to be vulnerable enough to share what I'm working towards.
Absolutely. Advancing your career is another.
100%.
Everyone knows that.
I really would love to see like a study on how people got their jobs. Like how most people got their jobs. Like salaried positions or career level positions. I would bet more than half is through someone that you knew.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
I even think about my homegirl who's a Howard grad. She's a lawyer. Literally, earlier this year, she had a life change. And she was like, listen, I need to make more money. It's time for me to stop playing around. And she applied for a job, literally came to me and was like, yeah. We were just talking casually. She's like, yeah, I applied for a job at this place. And I was like, I know a lawyer at this place. Let me call who I know.
Wow.
Lo and behold, that was the next person she was interviewing with on her track.
Come on.
And so he already knew. I called him. He was like, well, let's see how the interview goes, but I got you. She's months into the position. She's thriving. She's doing really great things, but there's a vulnerability around sharing. And so in networking, and I think we'll talk about this a little bit more, like you have to share meaningful, valuable information about yourself.
Yeah.
It cannot be surface level.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to advance your career, you need to share. Like if you're already like, yeah, I'm the boss in these streets. Like they can't do nothing without me out here. Like I got
bad
it.
Way to network.
You know what I mean? Like that's a horrible way to network. You need to share where you are, what you're trying to do. You don't need to bash anyone or the position that you're in, but where your goals are, where your strengths are. And that's a conversation. That's you talking and also you listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so like advancing your career, I think there's a certain point, honestly, where you can't advance your career without the proper network.
That's a fact. Yeah. And that career advancement might be within your same company.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It might be at a different company that's a competitor. It could be in another industry.
Right. Because it could even be having someone willing to write a reference for you or refer you or make you aware of something that's going on.
Yeah. Having a good network never hurts you.
At all.
It can only help you. The biggest mistake I see people making is just waiting until they need something to start networking.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and y'all, like, and oh, I'm Lord, telling you, when that happens, please know that we see y'all coming. We see y'all coming. You sound so selfish in your conversations. Everything is so urgent. And why is it urgent for us to know each other? Like, why is it urgent for us to go get coffee? Like, networking has to be mutually beneficial.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know y'all don't want to hear that, but it cannot just be, yo, can I pick your brain?
You know how often I've met a person that's like, I came to the cocktail reception because I lost my job last week.
Right.
Like, no disrespect. I don't want to know you, man. I'm not trying to meet you on the strength of I came here to give you a job. Like, I want to know you in general.
Right. I want to offer you a job. Like, I want to think you're a great fit for a job. Like, I don't want to be your desperation social hangout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so if you have any plans on advancing professionally, and I don't care how qualified you are, I don't care what degrees you have and all the above, bet money is going to come down to you knowing somebody.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier, like, how do people get their jobs? We're self-employed, of course, but would you believe since 1995, I've really only had two sets of job interviews?
I've had a lot of job interviews.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of job interviews that I didn't get.
I've just had most of my opportunities from my network.
It makes it easier. Yeah. It definitely makes it easier. And so, like, increasing your income, increasing your opportunities for financial advancement comes with increasing your network.
Absolutely. gaining more knowledge. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Again, networking is a chance to get some good ideas and to increase your knowledge set.
One thing that I mentioned earlier, though, like networking has to be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
So it cannot just be you needing a thing, right? Like you have to figure out, or this person has to also feel like knowing you brings some value for them. Even if it's not like, I'm gonna hook you up, you hook me up. Like that's not what's required in networking, but it has to feel like, yo, that's a cool person. Like we get along. I would love hanging out with them. I would love to connect our families together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or whatever, you would be cool to watch sports with. It can't just be you life-sucking force. You're not cool. They don't like having you around. You don't know how to act.
You got a tie on for no reason.
Begging.
Why you got on a tie? Like, this ain't no job interview.
It's not cool. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to be in your network. So many people be like, you know, let's keep in touch. You know what I mean? Or handing, stuffing cards down your throat. Like, if I really wanted to know you, bruh, I wouldn't start with your business card.
I would put you on my cell phone.
That's what I'm saying.
I would text you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm very
good.
When
people are like, I'm going to keep in touch, I'd be thinking like, ain't no way in hell I'm ever here from this person ever again.
I don't even say that. I just stand there quiet until it's over, until it's time to walk away.
You don't be out there lying?
No, not at all. And it gets awkward.
That's why you don't have the deep and shallow network.
No, I got
network.
Deep. Yeah, you got
you don't
shallow.
You don't have the wide and and shallow network.
When the Alan will tell you, when the conversation's over for me, it gets awkward.
Yeah, it really does.
I just stand there quiet.
Yeah.
I say goodbye one time. I'm not saying goodbye multiple times.
I try to get Tiffany re-engaged. I'd be like, yo, and Tiffany has those headphones.
I ended. I said goodbye. And it gets very, very awkward. If you're ever around me, once I say goodbye, if you're still standing there, we're going to stand in silence.
I wish I could operate you like a puppet. That would be so good.
No way.
I wish I could.
Absolutely not.
Just put my hand in your back.
You would have me out here on a stroll if you could operate me like a puppet. Absolutely not. But we are talking about how increasing your network increases your net worth. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
So we are back.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year. It is officially 2023.
Bing!
I'm not going to like writing that. I just know that. 2022 was smooth. That was a smooth thing on paper.
All right. That was Emmitt Smith's number. 23 is Michael Jordan's number.
Okay. That's a good way to think about it. But I'm still not going to like writing it. Even he changed his number.
Yeah, you went to 45.
Word. So 2023 is going to be ugly on paper, but it's going to be a great year
and number
for
nine.
A lot of us. Yeah. And it's going to be even better if you work on your network this year.
Yeah. And so a year ago, we were talking about your financial, and maybe it was 2 years ago.
We were talking about
your financial checklist, like the year starting, here are the things you need to do.
Yeah, I hope y'all did that.
That was a hardware list. Those are hard things.
Run
those
that
are
back.
Things you need to do.
Those things still apply.
This is the soft stuff.
Yeah, but the soft stuff will take you very far.
It matters.
It will definitely take you very far. So increasing your network also helps you build confidence. And I believe this.
Break that down for me.
Yeah, I believe the more that you, one, step outside your comfort zone. Stepping outside of your comfort zone when it comes to making friends or building relationships with people, and then it works out, makes you feel more comfortable stepping outside your comfort zone. And things that you were fearful of, you're no longer fearful of. If you're like, they're going to reject me, they're not really going to like me, or like, they're not going to think I'm smart. And a couple of times that you do step outside your comfort zone and it works out, you're like, oh, guess I'm that dude. You know what I mean? Or like, you know what? Maybe all that was in my head. Also, I think being around more confident people, right? Or just seeing things work out for others. If you have in your head, like, man, there ain't never no opportunities for Black people. Like, we don't never get none of that.
Yeah.
That always goes to them. That's not possible to happen for us. But you increase your network to be around people who look like you, who are getting these really amazing opportunities or succeeding in a variety of different ways or setting themselves up in a way that's admirable to you. I think it'll be like, yo, I guess I could do that too.
Yeah. And networking doesn't just mean going to the happy hour.
It definitely doesn't.
Like, it's going to
matter
conferences.
Fact, let's
it's
be clear
doing a million things.
About a thing. If you invite me to anything that has network in the title,
yeah,
I'm absolutely not coming.
I'm coming. I'm just not wearing a tie.
Listen.
I'm not bringing business cards.
The way to get Tiffany Hawkins at an event, if you're just curious, unless it's a conference.
All right, let me guess. All
okay.
Right. Champagne. A picture of champagne on the
First
invite.
Well, that's corny. Okay. I'm not that old where putting a bottle of champagne.
No, not the bottle, glass. A glass.
Nah.
Clink. That kind.
Absolutely not.
All right, that's number one. So champagne image.
No.
Okay, number two, an exclusive destination. Okay,
yes.
Whether it be the city or the actual venue.
Yes.
That has to be really
Word.
Nice. Okay. Number three. I think we need to have somebody significant that's going to be there. Somebody that matters to you needs to be there.
Not even. Like, so you're good.
Those are my three.
So I do need, like, if anybody and a mama can come, like, if it's on Eventbrite, it's not really going to be, like, my major thing to go to. Or, like, even if it's on Eventbrite, but, like, tickets can sell out.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody breathing can come, there has to be some sort of barrier for entry, first of all. Honestly, and yes, the more, if it's black tie, more form, if there's a charitable component, I'm very likely to go. If it's like a high ticket price and it's going towards charity or some nonprofit, I am very much more likely to attend 100%. I don't need free meals. So like if it's just like, happy hour, open bar from 5 to 6, like that's not really my jam.
What about the Broke Joker Social?
Yeah,
BJS?
See, anything with social in it ain't really my jam either.
Okay.
But if it's a conference, like that's different. And if it's something that I'm interested in and it's going to be speakers that I respect, I'll absolutely be there. But, I don't know how we got there.
Okay. All right. We're just talking about the benefit of networking.
Yeah, network. Yeah. Please don't put network in the title of your event.
But let me tell you how I met one of my most important mentors.
Yes.
Okay. So I was in this program and this program.
And I'm going to stop you real quick. After you tell this story, I want you to tell how you met our other business partner.
Okay, I'll do that.
It is two very different versions of networking.
Okay. Now, you got to tell me which business partner, which business, but okay. All right, so I was in a program that promised to connect me with a mentor. And I've been in programs before that promised to connect you with a mentor. It never really works out because it's like, here's who you were assigned to. Now, y'all talk. And y'all talk when y'all supposed to talk, but it doesn't develop into a relationship.
Yeah.
So I met this guy, and this is when I was in business school studying at NYU to get my MBA in finance. And my goal was to be a financial advisor and an investor. And they paired me with a gentleman who had been on Wall Street for like 15 years at that point. And he was really successful at a firm that I would love to work at. And we met at the networking social we were supposed to meet at. And then he rolled out in 5 minutes. And I could have stuck around for the food. I was like, you leaving? I'm leaving. And we walked. And he was going to Penn Station, so I was going to Penn Station.
Like
we walked.
It.
And on the way, he was just telling me about himself. He had three young kids. And we saw a dog. And he's like, hey, you know what kind of dog that is? It's a pug. I'm thinking about getting one for my kids. So at the end of the day, I write him an email the next day. And I'm like, look, it was really nice to meet you. And by the way, here's an article about pugs and whether they're good for kids and a list of places where you could buy a pug. It was so nice to meet you.
There you go.
He called me the next
Word.
Day. And he's like, that was so helpful.
Word.
Like, yo, you really put me on the path of where I needed to be.
And
you solved
listened.
The problem for me. You listened. And this guy became a life-changing mentor for me. And
I
again,
like it.
It starts with giving.
Yeah, I like it. So people ask me to be their mentor all the time. And I've only said yes one time.
Okay.
And because I take relationships very seriously, as Alan mentioned earlier,
very deep.
I need depth, right? Mm-hmm. It can't be shallow, especially giving up my time. I mean, it's just not happening. So I literally always ask, what is it that you want out of this relationship? And what are you willing to do in this relationship. Like, mm-hmm. it's not just me doing stuff. It's not me just answering the phone all the time or, like, giving you advice all the time. Like, we have to build a real relationship for this yeah. stuff to stick, for it to really resonate with you, and for it to be something that I really want to put my time towards. So how much work are you willing to do
yeah.
in this relationship? That's where everybody gets stuck. And then I end up like, then no.
Yeah, people think mentoring is like you just sit down with a notebook and they just tell you all the secrets of life.
The one mentee that I said yes to and she was relentless about it, I truly, truly, truly believe I added so much value to her life. But she put in so much work into that relationship also, right? And work can look like a number of different things. But again, the relationship definitely has to be a full-out relationship for me. It can't be shallow. So now tell the story about how you met our partner of Momentum.
So I met our partner, Will, at a conference. So I go to all these financial advisor conferences. These conferences are basically hosted by investment firms. And they get you there by saying, look, we're going to teach you about the market. We'll talk a little bit about our product, but there'll also be other financial advisors for you to network with. Okay. So I'm at this event and I'm sitting next to this guy. And the speaker is a formerly incarcerated Black man. And literally it's all white people in this audience. It's me. I'm the only Black person in the whole crowd, and I'm sitting next to this young white guy. And the speaker is a Black person with a bowl haircut who tells the story of how he overcame being incarcerated for a crime he didn't commit. Now, my man had been in prison for like 30 years. His grammar was straight vernacular. Like, he did not enunciate. Like, he sounded really street. And a lot of the advisors were cringing looking at this guy. At the end, me and the guy next to me walked up to the guy and wanted to continue the conversation and just tell him how much we were proud of him. And we were the only two people that walked up to him. And we basically exchanged contact information.
And then y'all went to eat.
And we went to eat like a couple weeks later. And I took him to a chicken place, fried chicken place.
No shame.
And this Caucasian looking man proceeded to pour mad hot sauce on his food. And I said, yo, I like this guy. That's how we met. And then I found out his grandfather's Black. So
he's
Black. He
absolutely.
Just looks Caucasian.
And head of the Urban League, the New York Urban League. But I say all this to say, like, networking looks like a variety of different things. And it looks like being extremely authentic.
Yeah.
Right? Being authentic in the moment. If you are interested in continuing to have a conversation with a person, have a conversation. Like, don't get weird about it. Like, and if the conversation isn't flowing, maybe y'all shouldn't be talking.
Yeah.
Right. But like, you have to be authentic and you have to be intentional in sharing time, not that person giving you their time, in sharing time with that person. It's you talking and it's also you listening.
And there should be some mutual benefits.
Yeah.
And in my example of me with the pug, like, you can help anybody with something.
As long as you're listening.
Yeah. If you're listening.
Yeah.
And not just telling.
Yeah.
So we've broken down the reasons why you should network. And I think the main thing we're saying is, like, this networking is a chance to build some powerful, long-lasting relationships that can help you, and you can help them over many, many years. And so it's super important. So let's talk about five people that you should be reaching out to
right now.
As your New Year's resolution.
100%. If you reach out to them right now, they'll be like, wow, they were really thinking about me at the top of the year. You know what I mean? Make them feel special. Don't tell them that Alan or Tiffany made you do a damn thing. Yeah. Just make it seem like it was all you. So first things first, I want to start by saying, like, don't feel weirded out if this is someone that you haven't spoken to in a very long time. We expect that this is probably someone that you haven't spoken to in a very long time. You haven't done the best at keeping a relationship with them. And so, again, using the top of the year will kind of quell that so that they're like, oh, you know, happy holidays.
It's a great reason to reach out. 100%. And by the way, if you haven't spoken to them in a while, they may not answer their first email. You might have to text them. You might have to re-forward them. God forbid, you might have to give them a phone call.
Yes.
But these are the people that you need to reach out to.
First person is a member of your inner power circle.
Break that down for me.
So when I say your inner power circle, these are your people who, like, the people who know you well, right? Like your work wife, you know what I mean? Ooh. Former coworkers that you used to kick it with at lunch, mentors, people, maybe professors.
People that liked you and messed with you tough.
100%. And people who keep it a buck with you, right? Like, these are not people who just think the world of you and only know wonderful things. Like, they know who you are through and through, and they still care about you and they still champion you when needed. It's a fact we have not all kept in touch with all of these people at all times. Right. Yeah. So the first person that you need to reach out to, and we are recommending all of these, need to start with an email. You don't have to do a phone call necessarily. Please don't do it with a text. I think I'm recommending email or phone call or meet up in person. Okay. Don't just shoot them a text like, what's goody?
Yeah.
Just okay. checking in on right. you. I'll Let's not that. Do that. Right. Like I'll we do that. Want a little bit of formality and effort.
Okay. So you might have to re-forward the email.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you could put the same email together and kind of send it out to everybody.
Yeah.
But you need to reach out to someone in your inner power circle. And the goal is ultimately to get it face to face. Maybe it's a lunch, it's a drink, it's a 20-minute call, but you want to connect. There isn't like a specific thing that you're trying to get out of this conversation other than catching up and letting them know where you are in life. It could be with family. It could be with personal fitness goals. It could be with your professional goals. But it is being transparent about where you are in all areas of life and also hearing about where they are in all areas of life. It should be a feel-good conversation. And if there is an opportunity where this person can help you or an opportunity where you can help them, you guys exchange that. You know that now. You're able to help each other. But again, there shouldn't be a specific out that you're trying to get. It is reconnecting, reigniting that network so that now there are more people out here thinking about you.
How about this? I'm going to write that email for you right now.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Dear Tiffany, comma.
I don't know if I want the dear. If we cool like that, don't hit me okay. with dear.
All right. Tiffany, yes. comma. Mm-hmm. I don't like the colon. I'm going to go comma.
Okay.
More personal.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Tiffany, comma. Ms. Tiffany. No, just Tiffany.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Tiffany, comma. Happy New Year. I hope your holidays were amazing. We haven't spoken in so long, and I would love to connect with you to talk about a career move I'm contemplating. I saw that you made a move last year, and I'm really proud of you. Please let me know when you have some time to connect. How's that?
So that's going to push you towards the back of my... I'm going to respond.
All right. So help me out. Make it better.
Yeah, if we cool like that, it's very much Alan...
Okay. Comma or colon. Dear.
Period.
Oh, no.
Alan...
Period.
Happy New Year. Okay. I hope your 2022 was great. I hate that we didn't catch up as much as I really wanted to.
Ooh, okay.
Let's make some time this month to grab lunch. When are you available the week of January 9th?
Oh, very forward.
Get it done.
Oh, I'm okay? scared.
Action, plan of action.
Oh.
All of the things, right? But there's no pressure in that, like,
there's
what she
a lot
want.
Of pressure.
No, it's that. Not like, what does she want? It's okay. like, yo, she missed me.
Okay.
Let me catch up with my girl.
Oh,
she
my
missed
gosh.
Me. I will say, so we have she's a client, but she's a friend, right? She's a friend who became a client who reached out to me a couple weeks ago out of the blue. Yo, I got tickets to a thing. You trying to come? We haven't caught up. I haven't seen you since your birthday. What's good?
Mm.
I didn't think like she wants something. I didn't think she was dissatisfied with our service. I'm like, oh my God, she invited me. Yeah. And I went.
Yeah.
Very glad to go. And then afterwards, I was like, yo, can we please hang out more next year?
Yeah. Can I just tell a secret that most people don't know?
Uh-oh.
Like your personal contacts and your friendships, it's kind of a thin line.
Oh, 100%.
Like you should be cool with these people, enjoy their company, and want to hang out with them some.
Yeah, because you're not going to do business with people you don't like.
Yeah.
Right? So it should be people that you really like gel with.
Yeah. That's
all right. Fact.
So that's the personal
that's the first person.
Member of your circle
inner
of power.
Power circle.
Your inner power circle. Okay. Who's the next person?
Next person is the influencer.
Okay.
Right? Now, this is the one you done went to the conference for. You bought the ticket because you know they were speaking or, you know, it's a strategic contact that you know for a fact could help with your career.
Okay.
But
okay.
y'all don't really know each other like that.
Mm, y'all know each other, but y'all are adjacent.
Or,
y'all are
right,
friends
like,
adjacent.
Yeah, y'all might know one of the same people. Y'all probably been to a party together one time. I don't really know each other like that.
Okay, how about this? I'm going to write the email for
okay.
you. Okay. Okay. Dear Tiffany, I don't know you that well.
Yeah.
Dear Tiffany, comma, okay? I heard you speak at that conference. And I really like what you had to say. I would love to hear more. Can we connect next week? I'll come by the office. Maybe I could buy you a cup of coffee. Is it closer?
I don't like words like connect. I'm a millennial, so it's like it's okay. certain words that
all
trigger.
Right, all right, help me out.
That's like you might as well have been like, hey, queen. Like I don't like to connect.
Blessings.
Right.
Blessings and greetings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't really like that. But I think you're going in the right direction because the worst thing you could do. Can I pick your brain?
Can I pick your brain? That ain't gonna get it.
Oh my God. No. Absolutely not. Like, people pay me to pick my brain.
I don't want anyone picking my brain. That sounds painful.
Yeah, no. I like where you went with that. Like, okay. Hey, I saw you speak at a conference, or I heard a thing, or I see you're going to be at such and such next month.
I'll be at such and such.
Right, I'll be at such and such. Do you have time to catch up before or after?
And by the way, I wasn't planning on being at such and such, but it's so important for me to connect that I'm going to secretly buy a ticket.
Word.
To make sure
but
we can connect there.
You don't say that. I'm going to be out there too.
Yeah, a lot of times people will ruin it. Like, you know, I saw you on the thing, so I bought a ticket. I didn't want to seem like a stalker or anything, but I really wanted to connect with you. Yeah, if you're saying stuff like, I didn't want to seem like a stalker, you seem like a star.
Right, and you don't even have to buy the ticket. You just could be out there. I'm actually going to be out there wherever that thing is at the same time.
Have you ever done that? Like, showed up somewhere to try to connect with someone?
For sure.
Okay.
Clients.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so you know.
I like it.
Clients, prospects, we do this all the time.
Yeah. But I will tell you, it frightens me if somebody seems like they've been a little stalking.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd be like, oh my. Yeah. I clutch the pearls when someone acts like that.
Yeah, you don't say all that. But again, you also don't put out there that, like, I need something out of you. Because again, that's not what true networking is. It really is building a relationship. And so, hey, I heard you speak at a thing. Or, oh my God, I saw you just launch that new thing. That is really, really great.
Yeah.
You know, next time I'm in such and such, or next time you're in such and such, let's get together. Or let's hop on a call before the end of the year. Let's hop on a call before the end of the month.
And by the way, if you're the one trying to network, make sure that your email address
ain't ghetto. Yeah.
And make sure you've got your phone number and your signature.
100%. And make sure there's a signature. Let's make sure there is a signature.
Yeah.
Right? And also, make sure the email address is not, you know, back that ass up with 2Zs@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, that's a fact. All right, who's the next person today?
The next person is the VIP.
Okay,
now I know we talked about an influencer, but the VIP is a very high-level professional, like, who really can just check the box. If it's something you know that one call, one approval from this person sets it off.
Yeah, okay. So this is like your boss's boss.
Word.
It's your old company.
Exactly.
Okay.
100%. Like, so that CEO, that COO, you don't even have no business having the information, for real. Like, you saw it on a document, you're guessing. Back in the day, I was queen of guessing an email address.
I hate to say
100%.
It, I was king of guessing an email address back in the day.
Yeah, again, y'all have never met before. You may, if you go on LinkedIn, y'all might have one person in common.
Mm.
We're saying just send the email. We know nowadays you can get the email address.
They might have liked your post 3 years ago.
Word.
They did it by accident. You don't know that.
Listen, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even them on their social media, actually. One of their kids did it. But this is the person that you want to reach out to at some point. And honestly, you should find a VIP and reach out to them once a month.
Okay.
Because most of them are not going to get back to you.
Yeah.
So the goal is just for one or two of them to get back to you.
But if they get back to you, don't waste their time.
100%. Yeah. And do not drag it out.
Yeah.
The worst thing that a person can do is, like, just drag out the conversation. Let me know, like, what are we doing? And I don't mean, like, what you want from me, but let me know what the direction of this conversation is going to go in. So, like, hey, such and such, I used to work for your company and, you know, I moved on to do such and such and such and such, but I still am interested in the industry. And I'd love to chat with you more about what my thoughts are, right? Sharing what you have to offer instead
approved.
Of what you can give me.
Approved. I approve that.
I need to know what you're about to do next. No, I'd love to talk to you about the strategy that I have moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can offer, like, you know what I mean? But I have something to share.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Light flattery. Like, hey.
Light flattery. Maybe they wrote a book.
I'm a real fan of your book.
Yeah.
Okay. I read it.
Yeah, and
I gave it to all my kids.
I read your book and it inspired me to do something different professionally, and it worked out for me. And I'd love to talk to you a little bit about how I could take that even further.
I've been bootlegging copies of your book
for
the last 3 years.
Let's not do that. And with this person, don't expect no face-to-face time. Whatever, you 10-minute call, schedule it through their assistant if possible. Like, don't expect the most. This is not going to be a coffee and all those other things. So we are talking about how increasing your network can increase your net worth. So I think we've given you 3 of the 5 people you need to reach out to at the top of the year. Stick with us and I'll give you the other 2. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Ooh, it's the pathway to free. Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
So we are back.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's 2023. If you're writing checks,
Michael Jordan number.
If you're doing anything, documents, signing documents today. Matter of fact, don't sign no documents today. Yeah. Like, it's too early for all that.
You'll be writing 2022 for at least the next 2 weeks.
Word.
Practice 23s.
Just practice it.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. And honestly, who's even writing nowadays?
Yeah.
So if it's on a computer, it's your autocorrect.
Should.
Yeah.
Sometimes my autocorrect corrects me on stuff I don't need to be corrected
100%.
On. And then when I really need help, it doesn't. I've been trying to text Happy Hanukkah to people.
You don't know Hanukkah?
My computer or text be like, I don't know what you're trying to write.
Well, there's multiple ways, right? You could do the CH or just the H.
Is there a CH?
That's a CH one.
They outlawed that.
Didn't they?
I think so. Might I haven't seen
like
that one in
British
a while.
Version.
I now know how to spell Hanukkah properly, but I needed help in my computer.
How many N's?
Two N's.
Okay.
Okay. Two N's in
how
Hanukkah.
How many K's?
See, here you go. I believe it's one K. I don't know. Help me out, computer.
All right. Other people that you need to reach out to. Like, do this at the top of the year, I'm telling you. And honestly, if you really feeling yourself, you got some big, big goals,
mm-hmm.
Do it once a month.
Yeah.
The top of every month. You need to reach out to that long lost contact. It's about to get awkward.
Now, the good thing about doing that now is like the new year breaks the ice.
Yeah, it's your excuse.
Like, hey, I haven't spoken to you in a long time, but because it's a new year, you're the first person I thought of.
Right. Now, this is the person who y'all probably was really cool back in the day and y'all fell off for some reason. Doesn't have to be that there was any drama or anything like that. Or maybe y'all were coworkers and one of y'all got a new job and you just let it die. Like, yeah. No one put the effort in, but at some point, y'all had a very close relationship.
Yeah.
First things first, just say that.
Yeah.
Please don't be awkward. I hate when I haven't heard from somebody in a long time, and they reach out acting like ain't nothing happened.
Yeah.
It literally bothers me so much. Just say, hey, girl.
It's been 100,000 years.
It's been way too long.
Since we've spoken.
My bad.
Yeah.
But it's the top of the year, and I want to reconnect. You got some time?
Okay, I like that.
Right?
I'm a man, but okay.
I wasn't to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't say that to a guy.
Hey, but boy.
Because with guys.
Yeah, now I'm like, oh,
y'all
she's trying
have
to holler.
So much, assume so many things. You can't even say certain things.
Can I just make a statement?
You got to start with bro.
Can I make a statement?
Yes.
This is a disclaimer that needs to be said. Dudes, just because she's trying to network doesn't mean she's trying to date you.
Word.
Like, bruh, she's just trying to network.
Word.
Like, there's a thin line we talked about, but like, yo, honor that line.
Or the audacity to think that any girl who speaks to you, like,
is trying to holler.
It's trying to holler at you.
You ain't that fine, bro.
And it's not that serious. Like,
yeah.
I remember I reached out to a guy not too long ago, like, not this year, maybe like last year. Like, yo, we should grab a drink. And it was because I thought that they could help a client of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He acted so strange. And it was like, first of all, I'm not trying to marry you, one. I'm not trying to bring my vagina to the conversation. Like,
oh.
I just, you don't even know what opportunity I'm trying to offer you.
Yeah.
But it got too awkward, and I was like, bump it.
His mind was in a gutter.
But yeah, so please don't assume if it's a person of the opposite sex that they want to date you, that they're trying to make you uncomfortable.
That's a fact.
It really could just be, hey, let's catch up. And again, it's got to be about both of y'all catching up.
Yeah, and if they want help, yo, don't cross that line and be like, all right, well, what you trying to do
for
me?
Now don't meet to it. Please don't meet to it.
Maybe you could meet me over my house and I can slip into something a little more comfortable.
No, absolutely. Now, the next person that you need to reach out to, you need to send that email, schedule that coffee, get on the phone with, is the departing coworker.
Yeah.
Right? So somebody you work with, you know they leaving,
mm-hmm.
even if you know they about to get fired. They might be getting fired. They might be going back to school. They might have got a new job and they told you in confidence, or you know they're out here looking. you need to seal the deal in that relationship before they move on to another company, because at that other company, they might have opportunities that they could share with you. Mm-hmm. Right. And so leaving a job, right, is you congratulate them, you be happy for them, but you make sure, hey, girl, before you start that new job, let me take you out for, you know, a congratulations cupcake. Or just to make sure I got your real contact information. Of all I have is your work number or your work email.
Yeah, you
this relationship is almost over.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me get your real information. And I want you to know that I care about you outside of this position. Mm. They are now, you are now expanding your network to a whole other company that you never applied to. But now it's someone over there who knows those opportunities there and knows what you bring to bear.
Yeah, when you left entertainment, wouldn't you have loved for people to have sent you that email?
Word.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Plus, when you leave an industry or you leave a job, you really do feel like these people don't care nothing about me.
Yeah.
Right? And so it would have made my day for somebody to be like, hey, girl, before you leave, we friends.
So it's almost like a great opportunity to jumpstart a relationship with somebody.
100%.
When they're leaving, because most people looking at them like, oh, she wasn't nothing.
And I will tell you, a lot of the people that I hired, specifically when I worked in the entertainment industry, were people who were leaving their jobs or had expressed that they wanted to leave their job, but they just didn't know where to go. Mm. And so when I got my job, I was like, well, I know these people are good at what they do over here.
Okay.
And I know they're interested in something else. But yeah, I definitely would have wished that. And I'm telling you, it might not benefit you within the first 30 days.
Yeah.
But the relationship in itself will benefit you in a variety of different ways, including, you know, an opportunity, again, just a really great relationship, a referral, exposure, yeah, confidence, like all the things that we mentioned earlier.
Yo, when I quit Goldman, I sent out a blast email, BCC'd every single person in my Rolodex. My title was Boom Boom Leaves the Room. And I was just talking about how I'm leaving Goldman. I have something better in mind. And mad people responded. You know, one of the people who responded is Sylvia Austin. And that's how that's how we stayed in touch, and we're now business partners.
And Sylvia is the type of person who will respond.
Yeah.
Right? Sylvia is the type of person who, she's been there before. She's worked in the corporate space and she cares about you as a person. She either cares about you or she don't.
Yeah.
Right? And so, but those are the type of people, years later, we did a lot of business together, so much so that we were like, let's go into business together.
You just never know.
Right.
Like initially, she was reaching out to me about me being a client for insurance. And like now we have an insurance business together.
Right.
That we both benefit from. So you just never 100%. Know. So let's talk about how to network, because we're almost out of time. So we're going to go lighten around a little bit and we'll just talk about how to network. Number one, make sure you start networking before you need it.
100%. When you're in desperation mode, people can smell it on you and they don't want you around. Just start building relationships for the sake of. If you meet genuine people, again, you don't have to know everybody, but if you meet a genuine person, keep that connection going. Just build for the sake of building.
Facts. Number two, have a plan. When I say have a plan, don't walk in with your resume in hand, but like have a plan. Like, what are some of the things you're looking to accomplish? But also part of your plan needs to be listening.
Yeah.
Number three, forget your personal agenda.
100%.
I know you're there to get a job, but you really need to give before you can get. You don't have the right to ask somebody for something 100%. Unless you've given them something.
And you need to be there to find somebody who likes you. Find somebody who likes you and find somebody you like. That should be the ultimate goal at any networking event. I need to find somebody who I like.
Yeah.
I need to find somebody who likes talking to me and I like talking to them.
Yeah.
That should be the goal enough. I'm telling you, it will result in something greater and bigger later, but that's really it. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
I hope somebody likes me here today.
Yeah. Next, never dismiss anyone as unimportant. And
I will
say this. When Tiffany and I go out to places, people often focus their attention on me,
100%.
Completely overlooking Tiffany to the point where Tiffany has told me after the fact that someone has come up to her and said, it must be great being Alan's secretary.
Word. And I just let them have it. Yes.
Like your chance of connecting with a boss chick.
Not happening.
Like Tiffany is completely zero because you brush them off as being unimportant.
Yeah. Please do. Please keep brushing me off.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Please, because this person, the person who did that in particular was at a conference that I was on the board of and speaking, later tried to circle back for a job. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But yeah, please don't dismiss anyone as unimportant. And I don't care if they're the staff at the venue. Like, you don't know who they know. You don't know who they're friends with. You don't know what, that might be your next intern. You don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
Never dismiss anyone as unimportant.
And that's advice for life, period. I know our show is often about wealth management and entrepreneurship, but like, you need to treat people with dignity and respect. 100%. I don't care if they're your cashier at the McDonald's. I don't care if it's the janitor at your building. Treat people as if they're important. Like, that's general golden rule stuff. Connect the dots. Make sure you, when you're listening, think about ways that you can link up to that person. So when someone's telling you about themselves, where they're from, what they like to do, I bet you've got a lot more in common than you realize. So be ready to connect the dots.
As Alan mentioned earlier, figure out how you can be useful. It needs to be a mutually beneficial experience. And I don't care if useful is, yo, what are you drinking? Let me go grab you another drink.
Yeah, that's right? Useful.
That's useful, especially if she got heels on.
I'm parched.
Right? You know, her feet hurt. She been standing. You see her talking to a bunch of different people. What are you, girl, what you drinking? Let me go get you another drink.
Yeah.
Whatever the case is, where do you stay? Oh, your kid goes to such and such school. My kid goes to such and such school. You know, there's a thing. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be deep and profound.
Yeah.
But you have to show that, like, I want to be of value to you because I want us to be of value to each other.
Oh, you got a dog? Oh, my dog loves this particular chew toy.
Word.
Let me see if I can find one for you.
Word. Follow up and follow through.
Yeah, this is where 99% of networking goes wrong. You get somebody's card, and you just end up burying it in a pile somewhere.
Yeah. At this point now, you should be connecting on LinkedIn pretty immediately, right? And then send that follow-up note.
Yeah.
Personally.
And actually follow up, B. Like, don't just take their information and just forget about it.
Yeah, because the point is, you will take the information and not use it till you absolutely need it. And that's not what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to build that relationship so that when you need something, it's a no-brainer for them to want to hook you up.
And then finally, it's just to believe in the power of networking.
Yeah.
Like, believe that this stuff is worthwhile and it can actually help you out. Maybe not tomorrow, but in the grand scheme, it can help you out a whole lot.
It definitely will. Increasing your network will increase your net worth. Know that going into January 2023, we have a great year ahead of us. Let's step outside our comfort zone a little bit.
Let's do it.
So we will be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.